I was speaking today with manager Gillian Matthew, who led on Audit Scotland's latest report looking at the performance of the NHS in Scotland. The review considered the financial health of the NHS and its health boards, and how they are performing against key national targets. Gillian, can you tell me what have you found?
Yes, the NHS in Scotland is going through a period of major reform. Big challenges lie ahead if it's to remain financially sustainable and deliver services that meet the future needs of the population. We've identified that NHS boards face a number of issues that make it difficult for them to balance demand for hospital care with investing in community-based services. Some of the main challenges facing NHS boards are increasing costs, staffing pressures, and the need to make unprecedented levels of savings.
So is the NHS in Scotland running out of money?
Well, the total health budget in 2015-16 was just over £12.2 billion. This is an increase of 2.7% in real terms from the previous year, but NHS spending is not keeping pace with increasing demand, with rising costs and the needs of a growing and ageing population. Increased spending on drugs and rising staffing costs are just two examples of major financial pressures that boards are dealing with. We found that NHS boards struggled to achieve financial balance in 2015-16 and many used short-term measures to break even. This pressure is not going to ease up anytime soon. Boards need to make unprecedented levels of savings in 2016-17, and there's a risk that some won't achieve financial balance this year.
So how are these financial pressures affecting the way that services are delivered?
Well, our report recognises that there have been improvements over time, such as increasing patient safety and reducing waiting times for hospital treatment. But balancing the demand for hospital care alongside providing more care in the community is difficult. Boards need to ensure they maintain high quality hospitals while also investing in more community-based facilities. Overall, NHS Scotland failed to meet 7 out of its 8 key performance targets, although one of these was missed by a very small margin. This, together with other challenges facing NHS boards, only strengthens the case for changing the way that services are delivered.
And you've highlighted that major reform is underway, but is change actually happening in the NHS?
Well, some progress is being made in developing new models of care, but this has yet to translate to widespread change in local areas, and there's still major health inequalities across Scotland. The Scottish Government has had a policy to shift the balance of care from hospitals into community services for over a decade. Despite multiple strategies to reform, NHS funding has not changed course. Before a shift can occur, there needs to be a clear and detailed plan for change. So setting out what the future of the NHS looks like, what it will cost to deliver, and what kind of workforce is needed to make it reality.
So what does Audit Scotland want to see happen next?
Well, we've made several recommendations to support the Scottish Government and NHS boards in making improvements. The Auditor General will present our findings to the Scottish Parliament's Public Audit Committee, and MSPs will then decide what action they want to take. We've also begun work on the first of two audits, looking specifically at the NHS workforce and how it's likely to be affected by shifting the balance of care away from hospital-based services. And we hope to publish this in June next year.
Gillian, thank you. And the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.